Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Artist Blog. This is your radio host, J. Adams Evans, and of course, my co-host, PJ Sampson, and Anna Marie Holiday will be present tonight. But I'd like to welcome you and say hello to them as well, also to my family. I hope that everyone's doing just grand for tonight. The Artist Loft welcomes author Tasha Scott. Tasha Scott has a personal story of a journey to self-discovery and freedom, which has led her to help other women living with self-limiting beliefs to break free and live lives of purpose. Tasha M. Scott is a speaker, certified life and business coach for women in business, workshop leader, entrepreneur, and author. She is a wife and mom and the founder of Don't Limit Me and Women Connect Trademark Movement. She owns two thriving businesses, Scott Real Time Reporting LLC and TashaMScott.com, where she motivates and encourages women in professional leadership, entrepreneurial roles through her coaching programs, live workshops, small groups, and Women Connect, her trademark movement. Tasha regularly delivers life-changing messages, empowering others to live out their dreams and fulfill their purpose. She also draws audiences in with her powerful, transparent stories that are honest to the core. With humility and conviction, she shares lessons she's learned in business and life. Tasha exhorts others to fully realize every ounce of potential within them and live a no-holds-barred life of purpose and significance. Her popular video blog contains useful instructions, guidance, and support for living the unlimited life. All of her endeavors facilitate others in pursuing their own personal journey towards maximizing their existence. Her media information is http://www.TashaMScott, that's TashaMScott.com/features, FEATURES. Again, that is http://www.TashaMScott.com/. We'll be having a show tonight from 7 to 8 o'clock p.m., and we invite you all to join in. That number is 646-200-3817. We look forward to speaking with you and engaging in conversation with Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm great. This is Gigi, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you opening up your platform.
Oh, no problem at all. We really like to support our authors and women in business, and women and men, I'm sorry to say, just women, but women and men in business. But especially we cater to women because this is a woman's talk show. But we really do appreciate you being here, and we're going to get started. And I'd like to say, you guys out there listening in, the number is 646-200-3817, and my guest tonight is Ms. Tasha M. Scott, author and entrepreneur. Tasha, how did you get started into the business that you're in, empowering women?
Yes, ma'am. I always like to tell people that my mess became my message, basically. I've been an entrepreneur for 13 years now, and in my own personal journey, I hit a wall, and I reached out to help through the form of a life coach, and she helped me tremendously help find my purpose. And after those sessions with her, I went back to school and became a life coach so that I could pay it forward.
And you know, that's a good thing to do, because of the fact that you're empowering yourself through someone else's empowerment who's helping you to move forward so you can help someone else to move forward. And what better way to do that than to take that plunge and to go forward?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a great thing. And by you empowering others, you know, you're helping them to live out their dreams and to fulfill their own purposes. But I noticed I was doing a little read-up about you, and you said you had to learn to trust God because you didn't trust him fully in every area to accept you. Let's talk about that. What was going on with you at that particular time? Because you said some things are just going to be broken. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. For me, I've grown up in the church all my life. My dad was a pastor, so I knew all about religion and Christianity. But when I became older, I was still suffering from shame from past mistakes, one of which was having an abortion at 15 years old. And when I did become a Christian, I felt like I was still reeling from the shame of it. So I didn't allow God into every area of my life. And the danger of that was I learned how to perform, and I learned how to put on masks and make it look like I had it all together. I got married like that. I started a business like that. So when I was going through the sessions with my life coach, and I realized I really was angry at God because I felt like I was abandoned in a sense. And I felt like things that I wanted for my life, I felt like it was his fault, so to speak. And so that's what I meant by I didn't trust him all the way. And then the other statement was that when I finally got to a place where I realized it was not, life is never meant to be about perfection. And I realized that I can't change anybody but myself. And that's what I meant when I said that statement.
Understand. Because I had some questions from people that were actually reading your Facebook page, and I kind of spread you around a lot on my LinkedIn page and my feed. And those were a couple of them that came about. Now, and thank you also, Twitter friends, for sending in that question. And I have a couple more, but we'll get down to the nitty-gritty of things for a moment. I'd like to talk to you, Tasha, about your workshops and your coaching programs and how beneficial are they to other women, and how can they get in touch with you for that purpose?
Absolutely. I do online and local workshops, and the reason why I started doing them is because I realized that as leaders, as business owners, even women in ministry, that we spend a great deal of time pouring out into other people, and we needed a safe space where we could come and unite with other like-minded, kingdom-minded, success-minded women in a non-judgmental, non-competitive way, where we could be built up so that when we go out, we could go out more with more strength and more focus and more clarity as we're helping other people. And so that's why I started the workshops online and live in person, was to have that safe space for women, especially in leadership, business, and ministry.
And there are more and more women that are coming out because a very special friend of mine, P.J. Sampson, who has the Upper Room now, everyone is getting involved in, which I'm a part of also, and getting out to bring that spiritual message to women to help to empower themselves, because as we all know as women ourselves, we do blame ourselves for a lot of things that happen in our lives, and often, as you said, we do sometimes blame God for the things, but we got to really sit back and look at it and evaluate it and realize, hey, it's not God, it's me.
Right.
Myself forward. So once you learn that it's not really the Creator, but it's ourselves that are holding us back, we can move forward. And like you as a life counselor, that helps to move a woman, you know, forward in her life's pathway, to let her see that beacon of light that's there for her to move and say, hey, I can really do this. My dreams can become realities. And I am I'm so proud of you for being another woman that has come out, and you're bringing this movement forward, and you're delivering life-changing messages and empowering women all over. And I really congratulate you on that, Tasha. So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And keep doing those things. With women that are negative and in a scenario, say, for instance, someone has called you in to say, you know, some negative things about their lives, and as you being a life coach, How would you handle that? Because that's another one of my questions from another Twitter friend.
Yes, ma'am. So when I have a session with someone for the first time and they have identified I'm negative, things are broken or wrong or whatever, what I do is I say, we're going to sit down and take inventory of your life, because everything is not wrong. Everything is not broken. Something is going right. And we're going to sit down and find out what that one thing is or those several things are. So I do what's called a SWOT analysis, and that's the acronym SWOT that a lot of business people or corporations use when they're trying to progress or add something new to the company. Well, I do it for personal growth, and the SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And we literally sit down, and I start with the S, and I say, okay, let's name all your strengths. What are you good at? What do people always compliment you on? What are those things that if nobody said anything or told you how to do it, you know that you're good at this? We start there. The W, weaknesses, is the area of improvement. And I say, okay, let's talk about those. And then the opportunities would be the dreams, and the threats would be answering the question, what is stopping me? And what I do is I have them, after they've answered all of those areas, I say, okay, now this is what we're going to hone in on, your strengths, because anytime you're trying to grow, you need to understand where you're strong at and not put more emphasis on the weak area. And I think that's where the negativity comes from, is we put more emphasis on the weak areas than we have on the strengths.
And I totally agree with you, because so many women, you know, they just stay in this dark spot, and they never move because they're afraid, you know. And with the empowerment that you have, it's a wonderful thing to help them to move on, because life in itself is limited. We never know what's going to happen in our lives from day to day. We can only move forward and make it better than what it was yesterday by forgetting what happened yesterday. And I believe moving forward into a new day with new beginnings.
Yes.
And new ways to teach ourselves different things for empowerment, you know. So, again, that's great. And I wanted to play briefly for a moment one of your testimonial about you, Tasha. And we're going to come right with more questions. And this is from Leslie Burnick. I believe that's her name, Burnick, testimonial about
you.
So ladies and gentlemen, listen in, and let's hear this testimonial about Ms. Tasha M. Scott.
Hi there, my name is Leslie Veronica, and I'm a Christian counselor, I'm a relationship coach, and I'm the author of 7 books. Last year, I did something new. I hosted my very first women's conference called Conquer, Becoming the Best Possible You, Both Inside and Out. We had an amazing turnout of over 650 women from all over the U.S. and Canada. My MC was Tasha M. Scott, and she was absolutely amazing. An MC's job is hard. You have to keep the conference going, and you can't be the main speaker, but you have to bring a bit of your personality there. And Tasha did an outstanding job of being authentic, transparent, funny, and yet keeping the whole schedule together. She had to make adaptions, she had to make changes, and yet she came prepared. She knew what she wanted to say and how she wanted to say it. And so I just so highly recommend Tasha as an MC or speaker for your event. God bless.
All right. And that is very encouraging, Tasha, because my question is to you, how do you manage to do this? As she said, it's very tough. Been there before myself as an MC. How do you prepare yourself for events like this? What suggestions do you have to others who are on that same pathway?
Thank you for the compliment. What I normally do is I sit back, like I'm preparing for a speech tomorrow that I've got to do, is I literally use my whole life as my toolkit. And what I mean by that is there are things that I have overcome that I can use to share. I tell people all the time, there's a difference between scars and wounds. Scars are things that have happened that I've healed from that I can share. And when I share and prepare for my speaking engagements, I definitely bring me to the table, because I always want to my audience to walk away feeling like she gets me. Like she gets me. She relates. If I was in a room with her, I could have a conversation with her. So I use a lot of my own tools, my own stories for starting, and I'll start off with that. And when I do, I also tell the lessons that I learned. It's not just sharing my story so people can see Tasha. It's this happened, and these were the lessons that I gleaned from that. And I, like she said, I have to do it in a funny way. I tell the funny stories. I tell the sad stories. But I bring me into it so that people will walk away saying, I'm not alone. Or finally, somebody else gets it. And if she can overcome, I can too.
Exactly. A great way to express that, and for women to understand that they are just as important as life as anyone else, you know, where they're so down and they're beating themselves up. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ms. Tasha M. Scott, author, entrepreneur, and she's on a radio show tonight, The Artist Loft. And if you'd like to call in to speak with Tasha, the number is 646-200-3817. That's Tasha M. Scott on The Artist Loft. This is your radio host, producer Gigi Adams-Evans. And we're here waiting on you to call in and let's ask some questions. We're waiting, 646-200-3817. All right, Tasha. I'd like to talk to you about your blog video. How can a person get, you know, to view your blog video?
Sure. There's two ways. One, you can go to my website, which is TashaMScott.com. And on the website, there is a tab that says blog, and I list my written blogs and my video blogs there as well. Another way is on my YouTube channel, and you can look me up on YouTube, and my handle is @CoachTashaScott. And that's where I house all of my videos. And I use my videos as a platform just like my speaking engagements. I feel like those areas that I have overcome through the help of God, through the help of a strong support system, that I want to share those things because, again, I want women to understand that you don't have to suffer in silence. And you don't have to do this alone, that freedom is for all of us. And I share from a place of vulnerability and transparency because when I was going through my worst battles, I needed to know that somebody else understood.
Exactly. And there are so many women out there that do understand and do relate to the same situations as you, myself, and so many other women have. And again, empowering women is a connector to souls, I believe. And, you know, empowering those souls to get out there and to be strengthened, you know, from all the things that they've been so negative about all of their lives. They need a voice to speak, which is
your
voice. And to connect them. As you say, are you ready to connect with your God-given purpose? And I think that's a very strong, you know, topic, a very strong subject. And, you know, join your community and to work with you and to even engage in your counseling services. All of that is wonderful, you know. And for out there, if you do need guidance, let me reinstate that again, that you can get in touch with Tasha. You know, and she's going to, I believe that, let me see if I can do it by heart, by memory. It's http://www.TashaMScott.com/ www.TashaMScott.com/features. And you can get in touch with her, and you can engage in dialogue with her and go through the process of learning how to empower yourself with Tasha's coaching. And I believe that you will really be revamped and rechanged. You can reinvent yourself all over again. And again, that's Tasha M. Scott. Tasha, you wrote a book. Let's talk about your book for a moment.
Yes, ma'am. I actually have two books that I've written. The first one is called Don't Limit Me, and the second one is Maximize Your Existence. And the first one literally came on the heels of my own coaching of me being coached by my coach. I was in a six-month coaching program, and one of the things that she encouraged me to do during that time was to journal, because I had so much pent-up frustration, so much hurt, so much unresolved anger that I didn't know how to communicate it. So I started journaling, and the journaling turned into such a therapeutic process. It turned into my no judgment zone. And after journaling for a period of time, I was reading back through once I got healed, once I started experiencing freedom. And I told my coach, I think I have a book here. So I turned that into a book, and that was the first book, Don't Limit Me. And it was all about giving yourself permission to live the life of your dreams, you know, because like you said earlier, God himself can give us dreams. He can give us visions and purpose. But until we sign our own permission slips, we'll still be in a holding pattern, stuck. And so this book was a quick win for people, for women specifically, to read, to use as a mirror to say, yes, I can live my dreams. I can start the business. I can have the relationship. I can be me. So that was the first book that started the movement. And then the second book, Maximize Your Existence, it's the continuation of that, and that's all about unleashing your God-given potential. Once you've given yourself permission, once you've stepped out, you've got to keep going, and it's our job to maximize.
Exactly. Well, and how can they find your books, Tasha?
They can go to Amazon.com. They can, on Amazon, you can get, for Maximize Your Existence, the Kindle version, and you can also get the audio version that you can download. I went into the studio and recorded. On the Don't Limit Me book, you can get the Kindle version. And if you want the physical books, you can actually go to my website under store. So it'd be TashaMScott.com and then /store.
Okay. And I hope you got that, ladies and gentlemen. And you can go to Amazon.com for both of her books. And we're talking with Tasha M. Scott tonight, author, entrepreneur, business lady, a woman believing in God and using all the empowerment that she can to help empower other women and to wake you up, to reinvent yourself, so to speak. Tasha, I wanted to ask you about cultivating your connections. I've been with you a lot in the web pages, and I've been trying to really understand, because I'm training for a life coach myself, so a Christian life coach. And when you say your success connector, what do you mean by that?
Yes. So one of the things I learned from my breakthrough is the power of connection. When I was suffering in silence, it was miserable. I was lonely, isolated, all that, and reaching out to my first connection was the life coach, who really helped me to rejuvenate my faith in God. My marriage turned around, all those. And so that was one of the first power of connections that I saw. From there, from a healthy place, I started having other connections when I started helping women through as a coach myself. And I started seeing how women have such powerful connections when we work together. And I always tell people that women, connected women win. That's actually the name of one of my Facebook groups, that we don't have to spend time competing. We don't have to spend time judging each other. But when we connect, there's so much power, and we do it from a healthy place. So that's one of the ways that I even grew my court reporting business, the one I've had for 13 years, was literally word of mouth. And it came from the connections that I had. So when I talk about cultivating connection, cultivating is an action word, which means that you have to do it on purpose. You have to, you've got to give and take. It's not just somebody poured into you, and it's sometimes it's about giving and receiving, and those are healthy relationships, healthy connections.
Exactly, because women can, as you said earlier, they can learn, you know, from their mistakes, and they can move forward to recreate themselves all over again. And by empowering, you know, with the tools that you provide for them, the guidance, the counseling, and all of those things, you know, into one big package. So that's really a good way to start. Now, the God connection, how do you do that with the God connection as far as your empowerment with women? Because, do you ever run into women or anyone that you're counseling who really doesn't want to hear about God? How would you handle that?
What I do, because I am a Christian life coach, and so a lot of the women that come to me are in either one or two places. Either they're in a place where they know God is real, but maybe their relationship at that moment is like mine was, where I was angry at God. You know, I was very disconnected from Him. So for those women, what I do is I just give them a safe place to talk it through, like my coach did me. You know, she never judged me for being angry at God, none of those things. In fact, what she did was encourage me to talk and be honest and be open and tell Him, you know, this is where I'm at, this is how I feel. And I've adopted that same concept as a life coach myself, is I tell women who are in that place where they are disconnected to just start the conversation. It might be through journaling, or it might be through just being honest. Because the thing that I understood was that when I got honest, and my honesty was not pretty, it wasn't like, oh, you're so wonderful, all this. It literally came from a place of, God, where were you? Because I'm disappointed. I did not expect this. I didn't sign up for this. And that was the best thing that could have happened, because when I did that and did it from an honest place, I really felt like God was saying, I've been waiting, you know. Now, for the women who say, you know, I don't believe in God, then I might not be the best life coach for them, because I don't push my faith on anybody. You know, everybody that comes to me usually is a faith-based person. They may just be in a place of disconnection and just needing that relationship strengthened.
Exactly. And I guess basically, from my understanding, I guess that would be for you to coach them and to help them to utilize their own thought patterns and to figure out ways that they can improve themselves, you know, without you really getting personally involved in it, but coaching them along the way with probing questions and challenges in their life, I would say, you know, for
That's exactly right.
Okay,
that's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's the best way to be, you know, and that's a Christian life coach, and I'm understanding, you know, that better. But another question I have from, her name is Barbara LaPisi. Okay. Hi, Barbara. This is from another Twitter question. And she wants to know, how do you clearly specify the task and roles of rewarding your people that you talk to, the people that you talk to when you're counseling?
Can you repeat that question?
She wants to know the clarity of the specifications of your task and roles. How do you work around that as far as rewards for, you know, the people that you're counseling? She said, if there is a reward for that.
Okay, so first I'll clarify, there is a difference between coaching and counseling. So as a coach, my job is to help women identify what they want in the form of their goals. So literally, I help women to identify and answer that question, what do I want my life to look like the end of this year, this quarter, whatever it is, and literally voice that out loud or on paper to say, this is what I want to happen whatever the area may be, whether it's relationship, whether it's finances, whether it's their business, this is what I want. And so what I help them do is create the strategies for how they're going to get there. And I'm also that sounding board for them in that safe place where they can talk it through. If they hit a wall, they have somebody that's going to be pushing them. So that's what a coach does, is a coach helps them to identify their goals and helps equip them with the tools and the strategies, the practical application tools, so that they can move forward to achieve their goals. And that's the reward in and of itself, when you have a woman who literally wakes up to herself and wakes up to her purpose. To see that on a woman's face, there's nothing more rewarding than that.
Exactly. And I hope that answered your question for you, Barbara. And we're going to move right on into the hour. It's 7:29, ladies and gentlemen, and you're listening to The Artist Loft. My very special featured guest tonight is author, entrepreneur, life coach, Christian life coach, Ms. Tasha M. Scott. And if you have any questions you'd like to ask Ms. Scott, that number is 646-200-3817. We're going to go into commercial about maybe 10 minutes from now, and you can call in. The lines are open, 646-200-3817. I have another question for you, Tasha.
Okay.
This question is from Ron Lewis. Hi, Ron. How are you doing? And thank you for tweeting. He wants to know, how do you know when a person has been empowered through your counseling or your counseling? Because she's already defined how what's the difference between coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Empowered.
So how do I know that they've been empowered? Is that the question?
Through your counseling, that's what he's asking.
Okay. So through my life coaching, I know because of the testimonies that I'm receiving from the women and the progress that they've made. For example, I have some women who have come to me where in the beginning they feel all over the place. They feel scattered. They feel like, I know I should be doing more. I know I should be more, but I don't know what that is. So there's different phases of it. One of the first phases is just women understanding, discovering their purpose and owning it. And then other things that have happened is I've had women write books. I've had women become coaches themselves. Some of them have gotten their own speaking engagement. Some of them have moved on to have, like I just got a call from somebody last week where she said, I just want to know that I just got a new job and it's in the exact field that I was looking for. I've had other women tell me that their marriage has been restored. You know, I've got other women that tell me that because of me sharing my story, they've lost weight. They are pursuing side businesses. So it's in the testimonies.
Mhm. And see, that's another good way because of the fact that, and I hope you got the answers. And we can move on to another question. If you'd like to have a question for me to deliver to Tasha, you can tweet me at GG1015. I'll be able to deliver the question live on the air. You can also call in 646-200-3817. Again, that's 646-200-3817. Tasha, with your, I keep saying counseling, and I do apologize for that, because there
it's
is
okay.
a difference. There's a difference, ladies and gentlemen. But how important is it? Well, let me ask you this: when do you write? When do you have time to author your books? And how much time do you use going around to different platforms, speaking engagement and events?
I do speaking several times a month. For example, this month I've had. Tomorrow will be the third one that I've done for this month. I basically take each invitation case by case. So if it fits into my schedule, I've had some that I've had to travel to. So definitely if it fits into my schedule and if the audience, if my message resonates with an audience, it's easier to say yes or no to something because I feel like every speaking engagement is an opportunity to not just speak from the platform, but it's also an opportunity to sell products. It's an opportunity to meet individual women who will become coaching clients. So for me, that's the strategy of the business and the nature of the business itself. How I find time is I make time. You know, I have to, like I'm running two businesses now. So I have to make time to work on the business, and work on the business may mean posting on social media, which I use a scheduler for that. I'm not on social media all day long, but it also means mapping out my month. I do 90-day goals. So I map out what are my goals, what are my intentions, and once I have that solid, those tell me what I can say yes or no to. So time management is very, very important. And when you're in your purpose and you're walking in your calling, it's fun. You know, there might be days or times where you get tired, but it's fun. You know, you make time for what's important to you.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the most, because actually we're actually empowering, self-empowerment, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
empowering us
mm-hmm.
as well to move forward to help others along the pathway of their life. You know, so it's all good. It all rounds out to a circle of infinity. It keeps going on and on and on. It never stops. It just gets better. It gets keeps growing. So I really, really congratulate you again on your achievements and what you're doing to help others.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. You're welcome. And I have another question for you. If God had one key life question for you, for which the answer would give you your life purpose, what would it be, Tasha?
Ooh, that's a good one. If God had one life question for me,
one key life question for me individually,
it would be, did you do what I asked you to do?
Great answer. Of course, I'm going to come back with you with another question. What gives your life the most meaning in what you do?
I think it's in the lives that I'm impacting, and it is a catch 22, because I never thought I would say this, but I'm saying it, but a lot of the struggles, a lot of the hurts, the hurdles that I had to overcome have made me a stronger woman to make me want to help women who are struggling now with the things that I have been delivered and healed from. And to me, that is so rewarding because I'm giving back. I didn't just get healed and say, okay, I'm healed now, let me move on to something else. It's I'm healed, now let me go back and help others. I'm not the healer, God is, but I feel like I'm an instrument that he uses. And that's what, to me, makes my life worth living and gives it meaning, because the hurt was not wasted.
Exactly, exactly. I love that answer. I really love it. And, of course, I want to ask you another question before we go into commercial for about a three-minute break for a song. What one word, Tasha, describes the essence of you, the quality that you want to experience for your own life? What need do you need to feel fulfilled at that point? And how can you experience that quality now?
When I came into 2017, that word was identity. And the reason why that word stands out to me is because it is so crucial for us to know who we are and not to try to be a carbon copy of anybody else, not look at somebody else's successes or failures and compare our lives to them, but to be the person that God created us to be, the one he designed us to be. And I think when a woman or a man can really understand their true identity, that's where freedom begins.
All right. That's a great answer. We're going to go into a commercial break for a moment, and we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with more of Ms. Tasha M. Scott, entrepreneur, life coach, businesswoman, fantastic person. We'll be back in a few moments. You're going to listen to Body and Soul, a remastered piece, a jazz instrumental piece. You're listening to The Artist Loft. This is your host, Gigi Adams-Evans. The number to call in, 646-200-3817. We'll be right back. Ha 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 learn how to become a businesswoman as well. She has also workshops that you can get involved in. And, again, you can connect with her on her site, http://www.tashamscott.com/features. Her name is TASHA.SCOTT. And she's also on Facebook. So look her up on Facebook, give her a shout out. And she's here to teach us how to facilitate ourselves and others in pursuing their personal journeys toward maximizing their existence. So here we are again, Tasha, with more questions. And I wanted to know if you wanted to give a shout out to your agent. Very sweet lady that helped me through the process of getting you up here on this radio platform. And I'd like to say thank you to your manager. Would you like to give a shout out to her?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for that. Jennifer Ellis is the owner of Life Enlightenment. And you asked a question earlier about how do I get everything done, and I don't do it all myself. I have some amazing help like Jennifer, because one of the things that I've also learned is that when you're at a place where you have a larger-than-life dream and you need to focus on your strengths, you also need to outsource your weaknesses. And you need to outsource them to people who are strong in their areas. And Jennifer has been working with me for over a year now, and she is phenomenal with helping me secure radio spots like this one, as well as speaking engagements and managing the process.
Awesome. And how are you doing, Jennifer? And thank you for your patience with me and helping me to get this young lady, very talented, very beautiful young lady, God-driven also on this radio platform.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here with us. Now, we're gonna move along with the questions. But, Tasha, I wanted to know if there was anything out there that you would like to say to address the women that are listening. And we do have a large audience. We've got about, so far today, we've got about maybe 6,000 people listening in. I know about 3,000 are listening in tonight. Is there anything
wow.
that you would like to address tonight, the men and the women also that are listening in tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I would just say if you're listening to this show and you're in a place where you know that you are not living your best self, you know that there are dreams that have been laying dormant or untapped, and you just have been frustrated or maybe just unfulfilled. And I want to just say to you that this is your moment. This is your time to do what it takes so that you leave this earth fulfilled. And you, what I mean by that is, I heard Miles Monroe say this all the time when he was alive. He said that the graveyard is full of people who left this earth with untapped potential. And I just believe if we're still here, that there is still time for us to live out every ounce of potential that's in us. And you have that in your power. You have that in your authority to do that. Even God himself will give us dreams and visions, but we have to say yes. So if you're sitting on the other side of this listening, then I would challenge you to say yes to yourself.
Amen. Well, ooh, that gave me goosebumps, Tasha. That was powerful. I mean, wow.
Oh.
I'm sitting here and I'm just listening and I'm in awe because you are a very powerful speaker. And I have to say, oh, wow, wow. Oh, thank you so much
thank
for that
you.
Because I was sitting here earlier and I was thinking to myself, well, I don't really want to ask you too many questions because I'd like for you to have comments of your own, but every time you asked one, I had another one for you because it was like yes, a personal kind of thing for me as well because even in my background as a writer, a playwright, a scriptwriter, and a casting director, I've had my moments, and I've had
mm-hmm.
self doubt myself. So you answered
mm-hmm.
my question as well as the questions that I had to answer you within that range, and I
awesome.
I have thank you, and I have learned not to limit myself because
yeah.
sure you have a thriving business, and, you know, the Scott Reporting LLC, and everything is going for you, and you're motivational. You motivate others. You encourage women, and that's the best way to do. And I mean, you're just God driven, and I'm like, woo!
Yeah, thank you.
You're quite
thank
welcome.
You. And if I can circle back to something that you asked me earlier about the statement I made about some things will be broken, that actually is what I meant. Everything's not going to be going our way. There's going to be things that happen because we're humans. But what I meant by that is we don't have to be broken in the process. Like, we always have a choice in the matter. I can choose to stay here and stay stuck, or I can choose to find the lesson in this and move forward.
Exactly. And that's the way that you help them to maximize their existence. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
Okay, that's great. That is wonderful. And I'd like to know, I've got a couple of more questions with you, but you own the two thriving businesses that you have, and how do you manage in between those two businesses? Is everything I'm sure it is, pretty well organized, or is it hectic for you sometimes?
Of course, there's always going to be some busy times. With my court reporting business, that one's 13 years old, so that one can be more in maintenance mode, because it's been going for so long, and I've got my team of help with that. I've got a virtual assistant named Cindy who literally helps me out with the scheduling, with the invoicing and all of that. And then I have a team of subcontractors where what we do is we do captioning. So our clients are colleges and universities. So we provide services for their deaf and hard of hearing students. So I'm able to carve out my schedule, but then outsource the overflow to my team of subcontractors. So I get to create my schedule and allow time so that I can work on the other business, which is the one that I'm actively growing. And that's where I have people like Jennifer. I also have local people here who help me with local event planning, things like that. So in everything that I do, I don't try to be superwoman and try to do everything myself. I make sure I surround myself with strong support, people who are strong in their areas, who make me look really good.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Now, that's just awesome. You are really busy, but it seems that you've got it all rounded out and well together, you know. So who is the virtual assistant, Cindy?
Yeah,
that's
Cindy is my virtual. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's pretty unique. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have technology advancing here, and we can have virtual assistants. So that's pretty neat. I'm going to have to check that out, because I really need some help sometimes myself with the things that I'm doing. So that's really pretty unique. Natasha, with your youthful instruction and your guidance and your support that you give for living the unlimited life, what other pieces of comment would you like to add to that to encourage women to pick up their lives and maximize their lives and seek you for more help?
Yeah, I would say get to an honest place where you're honest with yourself, because the worst thing in the world is to try to fool everybody else and you know your own truth. So get to an honest place where you can answer the question, what do I want my life to be? And only you can answer that. Nobody, I don't care if you're married, single, divorced, separated, whatever, only you can answer that question, what do I want? And then whatever that is, chances are if you are in a place where you want to be pleasing to God, you want God to lead your life, chances are if you're asking the question, he's already put the desires on the inside of you. So even God himself is sitting back saying, what do you want? You know, I believe sometimes he is waiting on us to make a step, to take a step. And that's the next thing, is once you figure out what you want in faith, take the next obvious step that you know to take the one that it might be scary, but it's the one that makes the most sense to you, because you won't get any more clarity until you take that step.
Exactly, and I so totally agree with you, because once you're empowered, you have that what is, I guess, the word, a lack of a better word, you have that fuel to move forward. Then you don't have to stop because you're believing in yourself, you know, through coaching, and you're getting all the right kind of coach techniques that you need to move forward, so you can learn how to believe in your own wisdom. And everything is possible if you believe in yourself. So I believe that, you know, you can learn how to express yourself, and this is what you coach, you know, individuals to do, and their self-awareness. And that's a great way to help to empower and encourage women along the way, because it's a commitment you make to yourself and to God. Well, first of all, God, and then to yourself, and you're willing to make a commitment to help others. So I commend you on that, and that's the best thing to do, is to help others along the way, and you're doing that with such fuel and such power. I mean, look at you. You know,
Thank you. You're
quite welcome. Now, we have about 4 minutes left, Tasha, and this is our shout-out time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ms. Tasha M. Scott on The Artist Loft. This is your radio producer, Gigi Adams-Evans. You have a few minutes to call in, maybe about 4 minutes. If you have a quick question, the number is 646-200-3817. If you'd like to tweet me, at Gigi1015 on Twitter. So, Tasha, if you have some shout-outs, go ahead, and we're going to take this time out for you to thank all of those and give shout-outs to your family and friends.
Sure. Definitely want to give a shout-out to my husband, Morris. We just celebrated 19 years of marriage last week, and he definitely has been part of this journey. Me growing up as a wife, you know, I got married when I was 23, so there was a lot of just mask and stuff that I was wearing, but thankfully to my life coach, to a strong support system, I was able to answer that question. He got help for himself, and we definitely have a strong bond together now that we feel like that, again, I said, our mess is our message now, that we want to help others. Shout out to my daughter, who is 10 years old. I'm sorry, she's 11 years old. My daughter is 11, and she definitely is one of my whys for why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I want to give a shout out to a community that I lead. It's a free community on Facebook called Connected Women Win. And if you're a professional or businesswoman, and you definitely want to have a safe space, a faith-based place where you can connect with other women who are drama-free, but basically kingdom-minded, success-minded, then that's on Facebook, Connected Women Win.
Connected Women Win. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that, well, ladies especially, I hope that you heard that and jotted that down. And we'd like to say that everything that weakens you, or everything that's against you, you have to learn how to put everything towards you so you can be empowered by a self-driven purpose in life. And having Christian life coaches is one way to help you to empower yourself if you're weak, and you know that if you start something and then you stop it and you start back, the best way to do it is to get help.
Yes, and help. I would just add, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, I'm done.
I was just going to add that I know a lot of people might be sitting back thinking, well, why do I have to go to a Christian life coach? I can just go to church, or I can just go talk to my friends or whatever. And I also want to share that it was important for me when I hit rock bottom that I reached out to somebody who did not have an emotional connection to my situation. I had gone through church counseling. I had talked to my friends. And everybody was saying the same thing, but my situation was still the same. I needed somebody who was non-biased, who didn't have the emotional connection, that could hear me, not judge me, and help me, but not tell me what to do, but allow me to heal and ask me the right questions so that, honestly, the answer was in me. I just needed that safe person to help pull it out. And that's what I tell people when I coach them. I'm not God. I'm not your Holy Spirit. I am not here to tell you what to do or who to be. What I'm here to do is help you to go digging for treasure that's already in you and almost like a midwife help you give birth to what God has called you to be.
Exactly. Exactly. And I always say that, you know, reputation is what men and women talk about. But character is what character is what God and the angels know about. So if you can vamp up that character and move yourself forward, that's the best you can do for yourself. Become the dream that you're thinking about. Make it become a reality.
Yes.
Make it become a reality. There are always choices that we have to take. There are risks that we have to take. And to protect and to perceive and to interact within ourselves to master that dream that's in our life. Never
that's
let
right.
anyone tell you that you can't do it. Go
that's
for
right.
it. Go for it. And ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say, please go to Facebook.com and look up Tasha M. Scott. Read her webpage. Buy her books on Amazon.com. And again, the name of the books are, let me give the right titles again because I'm running out of time here. But Don't Limit Me is one of the books that you can find at Amazon.com. And I don't have the title of your other book, Tasha. Would you give that book, that second book again?
Yes, it's Maximize Your Existence.
Maximize Your Existence. So that's Don't Limit Me and Maximize Your Existence. And it's 8:01 in the hour. We've gone a minute over time. And it's been a great interview with you, Tasha. And I do hope that you can come back again and engage in a dialogue with us, and hopefully we can have some callers instead of, we got a lot of listeners, which is a good thing too, but I do like to interact with the callers as much as anyone, any other radio host, but it's been a blessing for me, and I really appreciate you being on this platform tonight, and I give shout-outs and kudos to Jennifer for getting you here. So thank you again for being on the show, and have a wonderful evening with your family. Congratulations on your wedding anniversary. And mine is coming up tomorrow, by the way, and I'll be married 52 years. So.
Oh, wow. Thank you, and congratulations to you as well.
Thank you, Jennifer, and you have a wonderful evening, and good night.
Okay, good night.
Night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you are listening to, or you were listening to, The Artist's Love with my very special guest, Miss Tasha M. Scott, an entrepreneur, business lady, a life, Christian life coach. So we hope that you will engage with us and be ready for our next show on next Monday night. And I'll tell you that, the name of that show in just a moment. I've got to get all of my technical skills here together before we sign off for tonight so I can give you that information. And I'd also like to say that we've had Tasha. We're going to have next Monday on the 30th, we're going to have author, illustrator Kim Interdonato, who wrote a book, Men Are Like Shoes. So I hope that you can engage in the radio show with us and call in 646-200-3817 to speak with Ms. Interdonato about her book. So I hope that you all have a wonderful evening. And let me redo that title. It's Shoes Are Like Men by Kim Interdonato. So I hope that you all have a wonderful evening. May God bless you all. Have a good night.